Hey everyone, I am a week after posting my last podcast when I was having my meltdown on work. Things change, of course, within a week. Nothing has changed specifically on the work front, but I've come to a peace and acceptance that comes with just going, you know what, I've just got to get on with it. And it's come from a couple of things. The first one is I have been working with a colleague doing some NLP practice. And if you don't know what NLP is, it's neuro-linguistic programming. I'm definitely not an expert on the subject. I wouldn't be able to answer any specific questions except as someone who has experienced it. And it's helped. The whole idea of NLP is that it works with your subconscious mind to release mental blockages, specifically around limiting beliefs or, you know, any particular boundaries or fears. And one of my huge issues was around communicating with my boss over my need to balance being a mother and having young children with obviously the needs of the business and the fact that I was really struggling. And after doing this NLP work, it was quite amazing how I went from this place of real anxiety to having this conversation, when it came to having that conversation, to feeling really quite peaceful and, look, we're just going to do this, have this conversation. And so today we had the conversation. And nothing's changed. You know, I'm still thankfully doing some work from home. I mean, if there's one thing about COVID, it really has allowed us to be at home. And this will continue, again, in sort of this ad hoc situation. But I had the confidence to actually voice my opinion. And that's a big deal for me. You know, I was talking to a colleague about shame. I am a child who was born out of wedlock in a country and a time where getting pregnant when you are an unwed mother was one of the biggest sins. You know, my mother was from the Philippines, deeply religious, deeply Catholic country, especially when I was born in the early 80s. And I'm sure a lot of that is still the same. And, she was rejected by her family. When she told her dad that she was pregnant, he basically said, "That's it. I never want to see you again. You're not my daughter anymore." And so she had huge amounts of shame and fear and rejection and isolation that came from that. And of course, as a child and as a baby, I've had my own children. The babies in utero absorb the hormones of the mother. And if these are stress hormones, they'll be absorbing those too. And it's really interesting because one of the things that I came to a deep awareness of today, a year after my mother's passed, and, you know, I'm nearly 40 years old, is that my mother was incredibly ashamed of her situation, and I was the walking, talking, living, breathing example. Well, not even example, like I was her shame walking around in human form. I was her shame. And even though, you know, she did her best, you know, it's no wonder when I think about, my own traumas and it's not just about me, you know, everybody has trauma and everyone sort of suffers from, things that their parents have done in the past, but it helps put things into perspective for me because it really never was about me. My mother's anger and resentment, and I'm not going to talk too much about that today. It is a reminder that our parents are products of their own environment. They're all doing the best they can. We're doing, all of us are doing the best we can. So after a very tiring week where a lot of emotional baggage was lifted, plus I've been reading a lot of works by Margaret, what's her name? Her name is Florence Scovel Shinn. And she was a metaphysical teacher who taught in the 1920s. And some of her works were published posthumously. And in the 1920s, she wrote and published, I don't know if she self-published a book, but she published a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I came across this book listening to some videos on YouTube, and it was just a person reading excerpts from this book, and they spoke to me. It refers to speaking the word. It's heavily involved in the Bible, but not from a specific religious point of view. Of course, you would say the Bible is about religion and it's Christianity, but it's not coming from maybe like a Catholic or a, you know, Anglican or Mormon point of view. I mean, it's very sort of non-denominational Christian point of view. And she talks about the word and how the Bible teaches us to, or reminds us, that speaking the word on our life essentially brings it into fruition. So whatever we speak on our life essentially becomes our reality. Now, I've been in study of spiritual practice for a long time, but it is a reminder. Like, you know, when you read a book and you've heard about the topic before, then you read a book and it just gives you a whole new perspective of the topic. And it was very much about carefully choosing the words so you don't essentially box yourself in and through the idea of, you know, opening up to all the goodness and gifts that the universe brings. And it's interesting because I've also been reading these books on how the Book of Happiness, I can't remember the name of the title. The book, I think I'm just going to call it The Book of Happiness, but it was written by the Dalai Lama. I think it's called like The Buddhist Guide to Happiness or something like that. And it focuses on pain versus suffering and how essentially to be happy in this particular life, in this particular culture. And it comes from a very Western bent, but, you know, it talks about suffering. And then on the flip side, you've got Frances Scovel Shinn. On the flip side, she talks about how life is not about suffering. You know, the Buddhists one of the things that the Buddhists are actually very good at, and I think that's probably their religion comes from this place of life is difficult, so you might as well enjoy it. And if you need to suffer, don't suffer unless it's absolutely necessary. Don't hold on to the drama because you're just making a difficult life more difficult for yourself. And so I've been looking on that side of things, which is that very sort of pragmatic, let's deal with life on life's terms and let's not deny life from how we see it, to Frances Scovel Shinn's idea of forget about what you see. What you see is an illusion. We are all destined for happiness and our highest good. And life is, as she said in her book, life is a game. You just need to know how to play it. And by speaking the word, and she uses affirmations such as, I call upon divine grace to assist me in my pursuit of financial abundance. I'm just sort of making that up. I haven't actually quoted that from her book, but those are the words and affirmations that are used throughout the book. And I love some of those words, you know, referring to, you know, divine intuition and, you know, grace under God. I mean, even the fact that she broke it down to the words intuition as in inside teaching. I haven't even thought about it that way before. The, you know, when you hear of words, you know, you're like, yes, I've heard that word intuition a million times. But if you break it down, so intuition, inside teaching, and if we listen to the teachings on the inside and embrace our intuition, we are more likely to succeed in our goals. And then on the flip side, you've got the Buddha saying, well, life is difficult. You will encounter pain. You will encounter sorrow. So enjoy it. And I think that it is that divine dichotomy that, yes, we live in a world where light and dark coexist, and we have space for both. And if we understand that it is the light that is real, that it is the light that is inside us that is real, but we can only know the light when we know the dark, and that we understand that when we walk up, and this is actually something that Frances Scovel Sheen, I feel like I'm saying her name wrong. When Frances Scovel Sheen says, you know, you walk up to the lion and find it is, an angel, something like that. But the idea is that we face our fears. You know, we don't run away from our fears. Take those sufferings, take those hard choices and just face them. Otherwise, it just becomes worse. So, I mean, they're all saying variations of the same thing. Frances Scovel Sheen doesn't talk too much about suffering. She talks about how we will continue to suffer by our own word. And so I think from the Bible, again, quoted, by your words you are condemned. So the idea is that we speak words of affirmation, positive of affirmation on our life, even when life looks incredibly difficult. And that's what I've been working on. I've spent the last week working on affirmations around my work, working with my colleague with NLP, using NLP, you know, reading and listening. And a whole week has gone past. It seems like this week's gone forever. But the week has gone past and I've had this meeting and I've had the conversation. And nothing's, as I said, nothing has changed in relation to, you know, my work from home or, you know, whatever. I mean, nothing is except for my ability to cope with it all. And that in itself, I think that comes from coming to peace. So all the tools, and I think you use whatever tools you've got in your toolbox because life is difficult. You know, I mean, as the Buddha says, you know, pain is compulsory, suffering is, what is it? Pain is compulsory and suffering is, I can't even get my words right tonight. Voluntary, maybe. It's the wrong word. I'll think about it. But anyway, point is, I've been using those tools in my toolbox and it's helped. And I feel more comfortable, a lot more comfortable than I did. And a lot less agitated. You know, I've had a little bit more sleep, so that's helped too. So on that note, I will sign off. I hope you all have a beautiful night. I'm looking up and there is a massive, I think it's a Christmas tree up. It's enormous. Or maybe somebody's put a Christmas tree on top of their house or something. It's huge. But again, it's a reminder to look towards the light and remember that there are some beautiful, beautiful things in the world. Where there's a whole lot of darkness, there is also a whole lot of light. So look towards the light, and I hope everyone this week can find their peace.